Moving to hour number three. Good morning. Good afternoon. Welcome back. Hello, the whole thing. I am Jim Rome, and we are coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home in a simple way to get it, Rocket can. All right, so I've got more thoughts on the NFL weekend. That's how wild a weekend that was. We are 2 hours in, and I haven't even gotten to a portion of what I want to get to. Getting some reaction to Tommy, who had his first actual LA moment after being here now for, I don't know, Tommy, a year and a half. Try to take in USC v. UCLA. Saw UCLA the week before at the Rose Bowl. Thought it was absolutely incredible. Why not run it back? Got a great rivalry. We had a great experience. Not as expected, but now you know. So I'm getting some reaction for him, which I will read really quickly, and then we get back to the weekend in the NFL. Also, who you got tonight? Niners, Cardinals, Mexico City. Last number I saw was cards plus 10. This one is directed to Count Chocula. What you need is a connection to get you to skip the line. You need a celebrity like, I don't know, Jim Rome to get you in the side door. Joel in EUG. Yo, hey Joel. Number one, Jim Rome does not cut lines because it's the biggest D-bag move ever. I don't do that. Number two, Chalk didn't even think to call Alvy, much less me. Alvy's the one who could have helped. As I mentioned, Alvin lives not that far from there. He would have gladly hooked Chalk up. Dude, just give me 50. I'll give it to Mill, and then I'll shuttle you guys over there. And then, when the game is over, call Uber and come back to the house. It's easy. Dear Chalk, no worries, man. I once flew into LAX, and I took a cab to Anaheim because I had zero knowledge of California geography. Signed, Geoff in Lincoln. What? Yeah, I'm waiting for your punchline, Geoff. I know it's not going to be funny, but I'm just waiting for it. What? Is that just a straight take from you? Like a sincere Geoff email. Are you trying to pick up the chalk? I'm waiting, dude. There's got to be some stupid punchline coming. No worries, man. I once flew into LAX and took a cab to Anaheim because I had zero knowledge of California geography. Yeah, I know, dude. You flew into LAX and you started screaming out loud, "Where does Rome live? Where does Rome live?
Freedom over about the country.
Tell Rome Geoff is here." That's what happened. I know this, dude, because I went to a party not long ago, and you know the story. At You Better Have My Donuts, writes Yo Chalk, "Welcome to the party, pal."
Welcome to the party, pal.
Regards, SoCal. Chris in Milwaukee, "Dear Chalk, next time you're stuck in traffic, give me a call, and I can come and pick you up. You'd have to sit in between my ladies, but my hog can zigzag through the congestion. Yours, Dan Smack." I gotta admit, one, that's the way to do it. Number two, part of me wishes that's the way it still was. The hog, I mean. Not the gals. Man, nothing like the wind blowing through my incredible mullet back in the day. Leather jacket, sun beating down on me, weaving in and out of lines prior to helmet laws. People cutting me off and me flipping them off in response. Man, those were such great times. I wish I still had that hog. That was my, quote, hog stage. So good. Hey, Rome. Nathaniel Hackett absolutely is Matt in Cleveland. He's got his notes written down and figures he'll just wing it come game time. Instead, every week we get Val Kilmer, Christy Alley, global warming,
Val Kilmer,
and then we punt. And Captain Cringe is Vinny Mac, claiming to be the bottle on the top shelf, and all these Raggedy Ann and Andys out there, insert hyperventilation laugh. Vinny Marshall Mac in Orlando.
Mac, what's up?
All those double talking jive turkeys out there. They better watch out, because they're going to get their
Ass's Ragdoll and all these Raggedy Ann and Andy's out there. I'm the top. I'm the bottle on the top shelf.
You are, dude. I'm the bottle on the top shelf.
Bottle on the top shelf.
You know what's kind of wild? I was thinking about this. Head and I were talking about this. Isn't it supposed to be a case whereby when great quarterbacks leave, it always dings that coach's rep, right? When a great quarterback leaves, you find out the coach isn't what you thought or who you thought he was, and it never goes well for that coach. Think about it. Now look at Captain Cringe. You got to turn that thing right on its head. Look how bad Russ looks. Before Russ left, we're talking about a first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever do it, and that this guy basically kept Pete Carroll employed. And how much better does the gum assassin look because of Russ? I mean, wouldn't we have all, to a person, said that? I mean, I'd be willing to guess 100% of the people listening right now would have said that. Oh, yeah, this is going to go really badly for the gum assassin, and Russ is going to be just fine. He's going to a team with a great defense. He's going to get an offensive-minded head coach. Got his contract. And now look. I mean, Russ has done the impossible. He's made Pete Carroll look like Belichick. This has gone so much better for Pete. How much better is Pete Carroll's legacy and reputation now, 11 weeks in? And how much worse is Russ's legacy? It's incredible. Like, Pete looks so much better. Pete obviously was a much better coach than he ever got credit for. And made Russ look so much better. Because now look at Russ. And look how bad he looks. And look at their respective reputations and legacies in only 11 weeks. They're pretty amazing. Much more so for Pete than Russ. I would have never, ever expected that. Ever. All right, so quickly, let's go back to the weekend. So when Jim Trotter came on, I said, you know, it's hard to imagine, but is there a better story right now than Washington in the NFL? And he said, no, there's not. There's not, which is pretty incredible, given the ownership, given the situation, and given all the problems they've had off the field. But it's true. There really is not a better story right now, or they're at least as good a story as anybody in the NFL. And then Ron Rivera finally made it official after the game yesterday, after Taylor Heinicke finished another epic weekend with another dub. First, he was reportedly disciplined by the franchise for his epic post-game Bush Light bender on the team flight after beating Philly last week. Disciplined for what? Being a legend? Anyway, somehow, someway, I think he didn't give a damn. If anything, he did what he always does. He takes any slight, any disrespect, anything at all, and he converts this into fuel. Clean, burning fuel. Then he turns around, he beats the Texans, and says, discipline this. And then he gets named the starter moving forward. And when asked why that was, as if any explanation was necessary, Riverboat Ron's reasoning is as simple as it needs to be.
What was it Taylor has shown you to lead you to this decision?
Winning.
Winning?
Winning.
My man, Ron, just mastering the ionic one-word responses this season. First, it was his answer to why the franchise is making slower progress than their divisional rivals.
Quarterback.
Now my man looks like a damn genius. Clearly, it was quarterback.
Quarterback.
That was holding Washington back. Just as clearly now, it's quarterback.
Quarterback.
That's the reason that they're winning.
Winning.
Yo, coach, why'd you make that change?
Winning.
Winning. Hell yes. Hell yes. They're a great story. Philadelphia still controls the NFC East, though they nearly had an embarrassment. I guess it really depends on how you look at things, right? You can make the argument that they showed grit. They came from behind. They found a way to get it done. I could flip that on its head and say they should not have been in that position to begin with, especially after what happened to them the week before. But there they were against Jeff Saturday and the Colts. And they were trailing. They were down double digits. It did not look good. But Nick Sirianni was not going to let them lose. Sirianni would not let them lose because, apparently, he was not going to let Frank Reich down. Sometimes you got to win one for your team. Sometimes you got to win one for your fans. And sometimes you just have to win for Frank Reich. And this week, the Eagles apparently got it done for Reich. For Reich. For Reich. I'm telling you, dude, this Jungle Tourette's thing is terrible. Terrible. Like, I don't know how I got
for
it.
For Reich.
There's got to be some inoculation. Reich. There's got to be some Reich. Antidote. There's got to be something. How did I just turn for Reich
for life.
Into
life.
For life? For life. Sirianni said as much after the game. We have to win this game for Reich.
For
Reich. For Reich.
I'm emotional because I love Frank Reich. I really do, and he's one of the best damn football coaches I've ever been around. So, yeah. I was hoping that him and I would be able to coach against each other in this game. But he's one of my biggest mentors. I got my dad, I got Larry Karras, and I got Frank Reich. And Frank's such a good football coach. And you don't want to know what I think of if he should be here or not. But
we do actually.
You guys can probably imagine what I really think.
No, actually, we would like to know what you think. I mean, you sound like you're on the verge of tears. It's got to be me. Like, I always thought that I cared a lot. I always thought that I cared a lot about this job, about our brand, about my legacy. But I must not, because I don't cry at work. It seems like every week in the NFL, somebody's on the verge of tears. And why? Because they care so much. Listen to this guy. He's got nothing to do with that, really. Except that that's a guy that he admires greatly. And listen how choked up he sounds.
I'm emotional because I love Frank Reich. I really do. And he's one of the best damn football coaches I've ever been around. So, yeah.
Why is it always right?
That him and I would be able to coach against
Frank?
Each other in this game. But he's one of my biggest mentors. I got my dad. I got Larry Karras. And I got Frank Reich. And Frank's such a good football coach. And, you don't want to know what I think of if he should be here or not. But, because you guys can probably imagine what I really think.
My man, I mean, I'm glad you found a way to grind out that win and share your thoughts. It would have been even more powerful if you put a 4-touchdown beatdown on them and ran it up on them. I mean, that sounds like a Sirianni revenge game. Sounds like my man had I knew he had a connection. I knew there was something there. I had no idea how incredibly deep that connection must have been with Frank Reich. I mean, damn. Frank must have been the one who taught him how to play rock, paper, scissors ahead of the draft.
Rock, paper, scissors. Let's see how competitive you are.
But, at least they found a way to get it done. At least they found a way to grind out a win. So before you clown Philly and call them a pretender or a paper tiger or fraudulent, remember, we also have the Vikings we've got to figure out. Unlike the Eagles, the Vikings did not win ugly. In fact, they lost ugly. They lost super ugly. They lost horrifyingly. Minnesota got hammered so badly. Never mind the boat race. They got hammered so badly, CBS yanked them off a national broadcast. One of the favorites, one of the most legitimate Super Bowl contenders and threats, got smoked so thoroughly that CBS yanked the carnage off of network TV. Moreover, they pulled the Cowboys off TV, something else you don't do, because that beatdown was so thorough and so brutal. That beatdown was so brutal that all of a sudden, Jera thinks that his Cowboys are right back on schedule.
My schedule.
Man, I mean, you want to talk about shocking the system. All of a sudden now, they're back on his Super Bowl schedule.
My schedule.
Here's how the old man answered the question. Is your team a Super Bowl contender after the game yesterday?
A resounding yes. Yes.
Unequivocally, yes.
Right on time. Right on schedule. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Not schedule.
Jarrah? I mean, Big Mike, the big fella, is still on your sideline, right? He's still dialing things up, right? He's still trying to manage the clock and keep everybody on schedule, right? Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. I mean, yeah, you look great. You look great. But I don't know about the Vikings. I mean, right? I was the one saying, how are they 6-1? How are they 7-1? Then they come back on the Bills, and I have to admit, okay, now I get it. Now I get it. And now this. I mean, damn. Like, there's a lot to like about the Vikings. I really like their coach. I like their quarterback. Everybody likes their weapons. And they proved last week, Minnesota, that they can play with and beat anybody. But then a week later, they proved they can get curb stomped by anybody. I mean, one thing to come out a little bit flat. One thing to have the air come out of your tires a bit. But a beatdown like that? How do you make an argument that somebody is a legitimate Super Bowl contender when they're getting beaten 40-3? I know it's a long year. I do. It's not that long. Strange. But then again, can we really trust the Cowboys? I mean, I know the NFL is so jacked up this year. But can you really trust the Cowboys? Can you really back a team that gets Jarrah that hyped? I mean, I haven't seen Jarrah that hyped since he left 20% of himself on Bourbon
20%
Street.
20% of me has been left on Bourbon Street.
I haven't seen him that hyped since 20% of him was left at the Little Rock Airport.
20% of...
We don't have that part.
20% of me has been left on Bourbon Street.
No, I think it was at the airport, actually. So that means 40% of him has been left. He's not where his feet are. All right, let's put it that way. Everybody who ever comes on this show who coaches or plays is talking about be where your feet are, be where your feet are. How could he? 20% of his feet are on Bourbon Street and 20% are at the airport in Little Rock. 20%. I haven't heard this guy that excited since the glory days.
Glory old days.
And if you ask Jarrah if there are still glory days ahead, you know you're going to get a, quote, resounding, unequivocal yes.
Yes. Unequivocally, yes.
But then again, there are some things to like, right? Wouldn't you be grinning ear to ear like a pumpkin on Halloween like Jarrah does if you knew you had Tony Pollard and Pollard is looking like Zeke in his prime and that you still have Zeke? Who's got something left in the tank, a little bit. And you got Michael Parsons looking like a young LT. Yeah, I said it. Maybe not yacked out of his mind, allegedly. But close enough. I mean, what did I see?
Up on the near side, standing up and
I saw.
Trying to attack. Cousins, here comes Parsons. Parsons got
uh-oh. The QB. Totally trashed.
Around his man
totally
and getting to him from behind, and Armstrong has the recovery.
NFL. I can't lie to you. NFL, National Football League. NFL, not for long. How about TFL? This freaking league.
Unequivocally.
That's what I was thinking. And I had a winning weekend. James Kelly and I both won our weekends. So I'm happy about that. But man, this league, this freaking league, wild.
For Frank Reich.
We did it for Frank Reich. What? Wait, you barely came back on a team coached by a high school coach? That's how much that guy means to you. Brian and San Pedro. Chalk should have did what I did. Signed that Eagles fan that got to the stadium 8 hours before the lot opened. That dude's a pro. That dude is a pro. That dude's been doing that for decades. For years. Chalk had done it once. He just didn't do the math. He didn't realize that nobody gave a damn about Arizona and that everybody cared about USC. Chalk, what you should have done was jam 70 beers into your trunk, couple of pounds of shrimp and everything else that got that guy going. It's better half's like, yo, why are you bringing five cases of beer? There's only two of us. Yo, babe, tailgate. Tailgate. I'm counting on you to drink 24 of them. She's like, hey, Chalk. Is she taking to calling you Chalk also yet? Hey, Chalk, what do I look like? Wade Boggs? Why do we have five cases of beer? And why is it so dark? Why are we leaving at 4 a.m. for a night game? Or an afternoon game? Hey, Chalk. I'm just reading this. Hey, Chalk. You were waiting for 2 hours to park safely on the golf course. Be a man. I didn't wait. I parked wherever I want on a golf course. Signed, Harrison Ford.
Get off my plane.
He didn't park. He landed. There's a difference. Parking on a golf course is one thing. Crash landing your plane is another. Hey, Chuck, you're letting Margo in. At Margo L. Croy. Hello! I'm reading this tweet as she wrote it. Hello! Commander Tom, at least you weren't gridlocked in 7 feet of snow. Welcome to the party, pal.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Signed, the Buffalo South Towns. It's a good point. If you're going to get stuck in gridlock, it may as well be in 60-something degree weather in Cali. No snow. No snow. Hey, Buffalo, didn't get off to a great start. Found a way to get it done. How does it feel knowing you're going back to the D? Thanksgiving. And big hits, 27-47 tweets. Jim, even Urban Liar thinks that Nathaniel can't crack it. He's no NFL head coach. War Walmart firing that clown dressed as an NFL head coach. That's my thing. There's no way they bring him back next year. So if it's not a question of if, but a matter of when do you do it if you know you're not going to bring him back? And when they bought that team, they inherited him. So he's not really their decision or property. And being who they are and what that family is and what it's worth and what they paid for that team, I would imagine they could probably just pull money out of the couch cushion or the ashtray or just walk around money to make it go away. Yeah, I would imagine he's not feeling too good about things right now. And finally, Nick writes, don't you know it's windy in Denver too? Great win for the Raiders. Give them credit. Yours truly, Zach Wilson.
It's windy as hell out there too, guys.
I don't know how that guy handles that worse, honestly. It's one thing to play that poorly, but how do you handle that as poorly as he did at that point in your football life? I don't get that at all. Especially in that locker room, in that town, after that game, when the offense was absolute horse bleep. And to say, guys, wake up. He all but said, this is what I meant when I said nobody outside this building has any idea what they're talking about. Guys, wake up. It was windy. You see, you proved my point for me. None of you know a damn thing about anything. It was windy. Hello? To quote Margo, hello? It's windy. Hey, what did I do with my chapstick? My lips are dry. All right, when we come back, got to get an ATP. I get to have an ATP. So what do you say? You submit something. Alvy. I knew it. DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is the place to go when betting on the NFL this holiday season. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Plus, everybody can earn up to 100% boost with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use my code ROME, R-O-M-E, place a $5 bet on any NFL team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. Once again, that's the code ROME, R-O-M-E, only at DraftKings Sportsbook, must be present in state where it's lawful to wager.
21 or older in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. Bonus issued as free bets. One boost per eligible game. Opt-in required.
10 plus. Legally required. 100% boost.
Deposit, parlay, and wagering restrictions do apply. Eligibility and terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/football.
Terms. You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
So come to find out, the Broncos did in fact fire somebody today. Melvin Gordon. I'm looking at a story on ESPN.com. They waived Melvin Gordon after he fumbled for the fifth time this season in that OT loss to the Raiders. So that cost him his gig. Hackett outlasted Melvin Gordon. As you probably know, I like Melvin Gordon. We have Wisconsin ties. I like him as a dude. I like him as a player. Always have. But my man is not known for ball security. And that cost him his gig. Of course, guys are getting fired. The Broncos have lost 6 times in 7 games. The Raiders just beat them. Somebody was getting fired. Just not the coach. Not yet. Small business owners want to know the secret to navigating the employee retention credit? Well, all you need to do is trust in Omega Accounting Solutions to help you recover any payroll tax overpayments that you made during the pandemic. You know, yes, I've been talking about this quite a bit. It's an amazing deal, though. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee if you continue to pay employee wages during COVID. I'm not sure all you small business owners know that. All it takes is a quick and easy, free, 10-minute ERC consultation to find out if you qualify or not. In fact, the date from onboarding to filing is only 30 days. CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. They're that good, they're that knowledgeable, and they are that efficient. And with over 15 years of experience in financial management, business leadership, and corporate strategy combined, you can count on Omega every step of the way. To take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit, or if you have any specific ERC questions, call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-704-2000 or go to OmegaTaxCredits.com before the filing window closes or the funds run out. Make sure to take advantage of that. Yeah, I don't think that there are any Bronco fans that are too unhappy to see Melvin Gordon go. I'm one of the last remaining people who has his back. But I'm not a Bronco fan. I just like the guy. Always have. But right now, I would imagine seeing him put the ball on the ground again, he's about as well-liked there as Hackett and Cringe. But now he's gone. So, all of that. ATP is coming up momentarily. Team USA. Me of all people. How did I not reference it the second that match started? Right now, they're tied with Wales. No score. The 32-minute mark. So, once again, we will track that. Greg Berhalter has got the Americans back in the World Cup. Young team. I think a pretty exciting team. And this is a really, really big match. Really big match. Take a short time out. When we come back, ATP. More NFL notes. Some college notes. I'm not done yet. Also this week, we've got Jim Rome's Big Head Bets, Jim Rome Podcast. My scheduled guest this week for that pod is former NHLer Bernie Nichols. When I went into that break, I said there was no score for Team USA going up against Wales, and now there is a score. Tim Weah, in the 36th minute, scored for Team USA, so they're up 1-0 on Wales. So that's the very latest right there. Good news, soccer fans. Obviously, we talked about this just very briefly. I'll spend a lot more time on this tomorrow, but anything less than a draw would be pretty disastrous for Team USA. But they're up 1-0 right now. 41-minute mark. Beautiful goal, too. Beautiful goal. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. All right, so let's see. Mr. Rome, what has been your worst live in-person sporting experience? Respectfully, Edward Marino from Los Angeles. Edward, you're not from Los Angeles. Are you in Los Angeles? Or did you mess that up, Jock? Or is he moving around? Okay, now do I have a fake Eddie? Is there a fake Edward? We all know he's from San Diego. I'm not going to respond to a fake Edward Marino. I don't even know that the real Edward Marino is a real Edward Marino at this point. Let's see here. I'll tell you what. I was in Vegas the night. Was it Holyfield Tyson? Where was it when there were gunshots in the casino and we tried to get everybody out of the arena and they funneled everybody out the same direction? I was there that night. That was not fun. That would rank up there in the top three. Romy, you rock. Tweets. Just to be clear, is it a phone call or social media beef segment this Wednesday? Signed, those of us who are still on Twitter. Too soon to tell. The calls have been very good of late. I haven't gotten that far yet. Hey, if they can hold it down, I may give it to them again. I mean, let's admit it. Twitter, I'm not giving up on Twitter. I've got too much invested in Twitter, too much equity in Twitter, i.e. too many followers in Twitter. I'm not giving up on that platform yet. But I am trying to encourage the callers for the beef segment because they've done very well of late. Let's see. What other horrible moments have I had at a sporting event? Maybe the first time I saw the rally monkey at an Angel game. Followed by the first time Dodger Jano saw it and thought it was the funniest thing she's ever seen. And I couldn't get her off that point. Dear Jim, when will you do the beef segment since you have a short week? Sincerely, Geoffrey. Geoffrey, is that you being formal with your question? Not signing a Geoff, but Geoffrey? A different Geoffrey. Dude, how many times do I have to say this? We'll do it on Wednesday. We'll do it on Wednesday. I'm not here on Thursday. We'll do it on Wednesday. Team USA up 1-0 on Wales. Yimmy, are you ready for two helpings of green bean casserole? Patrick, haven't gotten that far yet.
Get ready.
I'm not sure how I'm going to play that day. Only that it's going to be at the Rome House. I'm not sure what I'm going to eat. I'm not sure how to play that. Let's go to the phones. Can we do that? 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to H-Town. Daniel in Houston. Good to have you. Daniel, how are you?
Pimp in the box. I am awesome, man. Long time, two-decade clone, first time. Really appreciate the line. Sitting here watching Team USA dominate, man. This is so cool. I'm not much of a soccer fan, but whatever the time of possession, they're absolutely owning them. And you were right. That friggin' goal was pretty. Anyway, I called about my Lions, man. I'm a diehard blue and silver. And I'm really excited that Peyton Manning and Jeff Daniels seem to have lifted the curse of Bobby Lane. All jokes aside, man, my team's been awful for a long time. But, man, three in a row when they're young and dangerous, you know, not sure about the quarterback, but I love this friggin' team. Unwar, all you clones that are Lions fans that say that, you know, sell the team forwards, they're never going to sell. They're billionaires. They don't need the money. They're never going to sell. They do not want to be losers. They're taking the right steps. I like where they're going. I certainly love that they won three in a row. And Unwar, Buffalo Bill fan that gets a week in Detroit to get comfortable and get a home field advantage, totally weak sauce. But don't worry, Rick and Buffalo. You won't choke on your chicken leg, your turkey leg, because I know that Jeff Okuda's out, so you guys are going to have like 800 yards passing. But long story short, man, love the Lions. Unwar, one playoff win every 60 years. Let's do a little better, boys. Bye.
You did it, dude. You got that plane down. Daniel in Houston. That was a wild ride. Alvin obviously was preoccupied or just sympathetic or empathetic to the cause, but he got to the very end. Alvy, I know you had your finger on that buzzer the entire time. Why you did not depress it, I don't know. Hey, I got to admit, Lions fan, I would ask the question because it has been a minute or so, but I don't need to ask the question. I already know how well y'all are living. You all are living like damn bosses in the Motor City. Just as I have to admit also I had given up on you and them and even that maniac Dan Campbell. But don't look now. Who's got the longest winning streak in the NFC? The Detroit freaking Lions. And yes, I went against them this weekend. And yes, it came back to bite me in the ass. I had a winning weekend, but I did not win that game. Good on them. I will see. Here's my thing about them. The thing about the Lions is they very clearly have not stopped playing for Dan Campbell. I mean, they go all out every single Sunday for this guy. They just, up until recently, did not know how to win or how to finish. I know they didn't give up on the guy. They just weren't winning for the guy. But now they are. And on top of that, this is what's incredible to me. They're getting more out of Jared Goff than Sean McVay did. How is that even possible? But they are. Goff's having a better year than Stafford, but they're getting more out of Goff than even Sean McVay did. By the way, as I mentioned earlier, the G-Men, they should go ahead and send flowers, a gift basket, a gift card, whatever, to Zach Wilson for having him take the heat off them because they're skating today because of it. In the meantime, what do the odds makers think? Because after all, they know more about football than anybody who plays it or coaches it. They are 9-point home dogs versus Buffalo on Thanksgiving. That's pretty interesting. How are you going to play that? So the Lions have won three in a row. Just took care of the Giants. They're at home. It's Thanksgiving. There's buzz, man. There's energy. They're flying around. They're physical as hell. And they're 9-point dogs versus Buffalo on Thanksgiving Day. That's really interesting. Then you've got the Cardinals and the Niners tonight. Arizona is plus 10. Do you want that value? Kyler Murray may or may not go, though. All right, there's a phone call. I'll just leave it at that. I'm not saying that's a good phone call. That's a phone call. Let's go to Sacramento. DJ, what's up?
Rome, what up, man? Great listen, man. I appreciate everything you do for the show. Big, big, big weekend in Sacramento sports this weekend. Sacramento State, the number two team in the nation right now, just played against UC Davis in what is known as the Causeway Classic. Oh, who's the most well-known UC Davis football alumni or coach? Yeesh, Nathaniel Hackett. Yikes. Anyway, Sac State won in a big game, now number one in the nation. Followed up on Sunday with the Sacramento Kings hosting the lackluster Detroit Pistons in the midst of a Kings five-game winning streak. Typical letdown spot for the Kings. They allowed the Pistons to stay in it for 3.5 quarters. But in that fourth quarter, new addition, Herter went off. De'Aaron Fox, hey, if he's not in your MVP conversation at this point, you're simply not watching enough Kings games. And on top of that, we're on a six-game win streak, the first time since 2004 when I was...
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
I mean, I don't think there was anything egregious about that. But I guess, Alvin, just nothing good about it, right? Alvin, why did you run him? because you thought it was boring. All right, seeing on the bottom line. Do you make it better? I'm going to ask you, do you make it better? I don't know, Rome. How would you define making it better? How do you make it better? Well, are people changing the station when I let you on, or are they listening? Are they turning it up? That's how you know. You just know. You just know.
You have a problem, turn off your station.
If you're falling asleep or you're engaging in a nap, the second I go to the phone calls, that's how you know. That's going to get you run. 1-800-6... I mean, I know I did solicit phone calls. I did say you could talk about whatever you want. I did say, if there's something you want to hit on that I haven't hit on, go right ahead. I guess what I should have said was, accept that. Don't do that. They're feeling it, though. You know, you got Lions fans who've had nothing good to feel about in years. They're calling. The Sacramento Kings fans absolutely have had nothing to feel good about for years. They're calling. You kind of have to cut them some slack, Alvin. Like, they don't know what to do. If you want to say, act like you've been there before, they haven't. They haven't. They've never been there. That's why they don't know what to do. Huge call brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Neither one of them are going to win. O'Reilly Auto Parts, they're close, they're convenient, they're known for their guaranteed everyday low prices and their excellent customer service. From the professional parts people you know you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. My thanks to South Carolina head football coach Shane Beamer, Jim Trotter, a reporter for NFL Media. Remember, it's a short week. So I'm going to work tomorrow and Wednesday for the last time. The beef segment will be tomorrow. Thursday is a best of. Friday is a guest host. So you got to get it all in. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. We're out.